Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm so excited to be doing my first Zoom podcast since we're all, you know, home now and we can't meet. I can't meet people in person anymore. And I'm talking today with Gwen Warner, and she's a feng shui consultant with 10,000 Feng Shui is the name of her company. So I'm sorry, 10,000 Blessings Feng Shui. You gotta get the blessings in there. That's an important part of that.
Thank you.
Hi, Gwen.
Hello. Thank you for having me, and a big virtual Zoom hug to you and all of your followers. I'm just so tickled and honored to be with you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we've been talking about doing this podcast for, oh my gosh, it's months, months and months. And what, something comes up with you, something comes up with me. But this, you know, things are always in divine timing. And right now is the absolute perfect time, I think, since we are all home and quarantined and staying home, to talk about, you know, feng shui for our homes that can, and for us, that can help us through this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's an extraordinary time where, you know, those phrases about, oh, you know, my home is my refuge. Oh, my goodness, if there's ever a time to create a refuge of joy and comfort and healing, it's now. And so I, as a feng shui consultant, I'm secretly like, ah, ha, ha, this is wonderful. Everybody can be tending to their feng shui tasks at home. So yeah, I agree.
That's great. So I know you put together a list of a few simple things that we can all do while we're home that will greatly improve the energy.
Yes. So I think kind of a thing where I think might be helpful to jump off with is there is a phrase in Chinese that is sort of central to the practice of feng shui, which is creating what we call sheng qi, and that's spelled S-H-E-N-G-C-H-I. And that phrase means bright, happy, uplifting, auspicious energy. And the idea is that we want to have both our living and our working spaces, and our car, by the way, that's another environment that we spend time in, to be as bright and beautiful as possible, because that bright, auspicious chi lifts up our own energy and mood, which, of course, can affect our health. It definitely affects our relationships, our business, our love in action. It affects everything, and it affects our home, because if the home is dark and dirty and dusty and the curtains are closed and that you're not gazing onto nature and things are cluttered and thick and the energy is stagnant, that affects us and it affects our life from a feng shui view.
And you can just feel that if you come home and your home mm-hmm. is dirty, you know, you don't have that same feeling when you walk in the door. But if it's clean and bright and sparkly, boy, it's so lovely to come home and be at home.
It is. And, you know, the Chinese have a saying, a clean house is a lucky house. And I really feel that, because in truth, you know, a lot of the things that people, their minds go immediately to thinking about feng shui cures, which is an extraordinary part of feng shui. But the truth is this, they amplify the energy. So if you start hanging crystals and putting in water fountains and jade plants, and you put those enhancements or activators into a physical environment that's stagnant and dirty and dusty, you're amplifying that. So that's why, you know, this is sort of, it's ground level feng shui. And it doesn't mean, look, I know it's exhausting to clean, and some people are blessed to be able to hire it out. Not now, you know, not now, no visiting housekeepers right now. But I mean, even if you were to start with just one room, which I would say always in feng shui, the most important room in the home is the master bedroom. Because that is the realm that renews and restores your life force and gives you the strength and energy to go out into the world and, you know, do your right livelihood or work or care for your family or... So, yeah, so let's start in the bedroom. So I think one of the things I notice when I'm on consultations is how few people turn lights on and open windows for fresh air. And so let's start with that. Let's think about the bedroom as the most important room of the home. A refuge of health and, you know, gosh willing, deep, restful sleep. So the first thing is to go into your bedroom and clear out all of the clutter, and especially under your bed. We want nothing underneath the bed from a feng shui view. Sometimes we put feng shui cures there, so those can stay, but we don't want anything. And that's so that the life force, the chi, can circulate around you while you sleep. So dust the bedroom, declutter, put on some fresh sheets. I would say in times like these that we're going through with the pandemic and healing, I would change your sheets more than once a week. I'm doing it about 2 to 3 times a week. Just the sense of, you know, if you have fresh flowers outside right now in your own garden, bring those into the bedroom. But turn on the lights and open the windows, Windex the windows, let light come through, fresh air, even if it's raining or snowing where you're living, just to get fresh, vital chi into that bedroom is incredible. And I think, sprinkling, if you have some essential oils at home that you can gently sprinkle or spritz your sheets with some lavender. A big thing feng shui-wise about that bedroom is getting electronics out of there. There's so much EMF pollution now in our homes. And I think in times like these, when there's a lot of anxiety and stress, I just invite people, please, don't bring your phone into the bedroom. Don't bring the laptop. Just keep it a device-free zone. And really let your central nervous system just settle and relax. Think of it. Go ahead.
Well, just a couple things that you said that really struck home already were just washing the sheets a couple more times a week and putting them on there. There's nothing better than crawling into bed on fresh, clean sheets.
Right? It's that hotel vibe.
It is. It's such luxury, you know, right there. But I also love the idea, and we know this. We know this. We've heard it 10,000 times. But this is maybe a really good point in life or a good time to get the phone out of your bedroom, the phone and the laptop and the pads, get them out of your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting. My 4 grandmothers and 4 grandfathers, the ancient ones, did not have to deal with EMF pollution. But feng shui always meets what is. And right now what is we have an extraordinary amount of EMF pollution. And I think also that does, I mean, from all of the research, I take a lot of classes in it to always be learning more and more about it. It does compromise immunity. I'm not saying live a life without a cell phone. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, please, you know, and in feng shui, also this is shared, of course, with Chinese medicine. We encourage people to be in bed and asleep by the hour of the rat, which is 11 p.m., and that's just for, you know, extraordinary regeneration of blood and deep rest. So, yeah, just not having those in there, that unnatural light messing with all that it messes with. So,
yes. Yeah. And those are such simple things that we can all do. Clean our room, open the windows, turn on the lights, wash the sheets, and, you know, if we have some fresh flowers, put them by the bed and get your phone out of there. We could probably all do that within the next couple hours, you know?
Easy peasy, easy peasy, and it'll feel so good. And I think, you know, in feng shui, there's a theory, it's called the theory of qi relativity, and it means what is closest to us affects us the most. And we spend a lot of time, well, hopefully, we're spending a lot of time in bed, resting and sleeping. And I think people, I mean, it's an encouraging thing to actually sleep more now, get more sleep now. So it what is closest to us affects us the most. So think of it in that way. And then, of course, if you want to just take this further, I invite you to really create the bedroom as a place of refuge. You know, turn it into a little mini spa healing treatment room. I mean, that's not really feng shui. That's just Gwyn, who loves spas. But I mean, you have an opportunity there to just kind of, you know, get a little tub and have a foot soak in there with a, you know, use a golf ball under your foot and do some reflexology. I mean, it's the time to really turn your bedroom into retreat. And then out in your living spaces, you know, perhaps your shared spaces, those of you who live with family, I would really encourage a big infusion of happy, joyful chi. And a quick way to do that, I know for, you know, I mean, ideally, this would be awesome if everybody right now could clear all the clutter in their home. That might not be doable for everybody, and especially those of you with kids at home. But I would say this, one thing that can immediately make such an effect is to at least clear the clutter off of all of the horizontal surfaces.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because where you're, it just draws the eye. And then now you've got some space. It's kind of like those Japanese calligraphies where you see like an incredible swath of black ink down the scroll. Well, we see that calligraphy because there's white space around it. And so I feel like it's a time, space will help calm our central nervous system. And then as far as the joy, this is a time, feng shui loves doing things that involve sound and scent and color and touch and so on. So, you know, keep an eye to what is being played. I understand checking in. I totally understand. I listen to NPR once a day to find out what's going on, but then NPR is off the rest of the day.
Yes.
So instead, infusing your home with happy music, if you're feeling a little blue, use music as a feng shui attunement. Or if you're feeling anxious and stressed, then bring in some more meditative, you know, maybe spiritual chanting of whatever faith or tradition you love. And I think it's a really important time, especially for us Oregonians, those of you who are listening who live in Oregon, looking out my window to a ferociously gray thundercloud passing over my house right now. And this is not the time to be getting up and wearing gray and black every day. Nothing against those colors. But I do encourage us, I think it's time to infuse some happy colors, what we're wearing. So look in your wardrobe and see if you've got some orange or pink, some yellow, gold, lime green colors. We live in a very, very yin climate. We were blessed last week with tons of sun. But you know what? We live in Oregon, in Portland. It's a rainy, wet, yin climate. So we have to work a little bit harder to get the yang qi, those bright color going. So I think bed sheets, I think the clothes you're wearing each day, I think it would be a wonderful time to go around your home and look at all of the photos and art that you have displayed in your house and see, just double check that the art and especially photographs are from happy times in your life. And just change it up. I mean, this is a beautiful time. If you've always had a picture somewhere, you know, just do a little, this is like free decorating, you know, you can shapeshift art from different rooms right now. And those of you who have at home, and I know getting things right now, I'm trying to be very, very respectful with things I say. If it happens that you shop at a Whole Foods or New Seasons or Natural Grocers or online, it's a beautiful time to treat yourself to an essential oil diffuser, a steam diffuser, if you don't already have one. And start diffusing essential oils. In feng shui, we use sweet orange a lot because it both uplifts our qi and our life force and our happiness, and it's also is brilliant at dispersing inauspicious, heavy, stagnant energy. So This is a beautiful time to use music and scent and color to really help support you at a time like this.
And those are such good reminders, especially in spring too. How easy is it to get some really colorful, you know, tulips right now or daffodils? I had a Zoom meeting this morning with a group of people, and one of them was wearing yellow with this beautiful colored scarf. And she, just from her wearing that, everybody else on the call was uplifted.
See? Yes. Color is, it's medicine. It really is medicine. Oh. And again, nothing wrong. Black actually is one of my most favorite colors. And I lived years in London where I wore nothing but black. But I'm just saying, you know, it can, the color is a vibration, and it attunes our chi. And so if you are feeling, not everybody is, but if you're feeling anxious or stressed or sad, go towards those bright and happy colors. Like you just so beautifully said, you know, the woman, she adjusted your chi by wearing that color.
She did, definitely. Not just mine, but the 20 other people that were on the meeting too. So it's fabulous and fascinating how something as simple as that can change and shift energy.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's amazing.
It's cool.
I love my world. I love the world I get to work in. I'm so grateful. So another thing I was thinking about actually is named in Chinese, we call it the mouth of qi, and that translates in English as the front entrance. So just like when we open our mouth to eat broccoli and kale and walnuts, etc., and that gives our body life force, the architectural front door, and that is regardless of whether you live in a home or a condo or a townhouse or yurt, whatever it is that you live in, that architectural front door is where, from the feng shui perspective, we open up that door to what we call the dragon's cosmic chi, which is a way of saying basically universal life force.
Wow.
And when we open up that front door, what we're doing is we are welcoming blessings and opportunities and miracles and synchronicities. And by the way, if you're a business owner, clients or patients or customers, and you're welcoming them all into your home or home office or place of business. So since we're speaking about home on this call, you know, the mouth of qi, again, we want to make it as bright and beautiful and gorgeous. You know, it's funny, I will go on to a consultation and the doorbell won't be working. And then later on in the conversation, as we're working together, they'll say something like, you know, it's just like, I work, but I don't have any opportunities, or I'm working so hard, but I'm just not visible and people aren't seeing me or coming to me. And I'll kind of make the metaphor connection. Yeah, people are ringing the doorbell, but there's no answer. Or, you know, opportunity can't knock because there's no knocker.
Right.
So on and so on. You know, or people whose house numbers are totally invisible. You drive by the house like 15 times trying to, is this the right address? So it is partly, it's about being seen so that these benefactors and, you know, in feng shui, the gods of wealth need to know how to find you.
Yes.
And so to, you know, power wash, or just with a hose, you know, wash out all the cobwebs again and the dust and the dirt, it might be time to refresh the doormat. And again, when you buy one, please, please, please get one that's cheery and uplifting. Think flowers and birds and happiness, you know, and pots of, bright, again, those yang colors of flowers, or the pots painted in those colors. And for those people, you know, who live in apartment buildings or condos or so on, we grab an interior front entrance. You know, you might, I know there's HOA rules that one has to work with, but, you know, if you're able to still put out a doormat, that's fantastic, or perhaps some gorgeous silk, large size in proportion with your door, silk orchids on either side to flank the door, or perhaps a beautiful silk wreath on the front door. You know, just get creative with what you have. But that mouth of chi is really, it's an important place. And I think for those of you people listening, I'm talking to you, that park in your garage, and always come through the garage door and never, ever, ever open your front door. No. Starting today, when you go out on your daily walk, start to use that front door, please, and open it up. And every time you open the door, stand there as if you, you know, and open your door wide as if you use your arm to gesture in the gods of wealth and the benefactors and the clients. Ring your doorbell 9 times in a row. Wake up the chi and imagine that opportunities are ringing. Blessings. You're ringing in blessings.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. I can just visualize standing at the front door with my hands on my hips, inviting in, you know, all of that business yeah. and opportunities and good energy. It's fabulous.
Yeah. You know, it's one of my, you and I were speaking a little bit earlier about how much I love Chinese New Year. And in my feng shui world, I've learned through the years from many different feng shui masters, different versions of a very profound ceremony that's called welcoming the gods of wealth. So I probably practice about 9-10 different versions of this. But what's interesting, we have a little kitty, and part of it is you go outside on Chinese New Year's Eve, you do this ritual, and then you literally walk back into your home and imagining that thousands of wealth gods are following you back into your home. And then you take them around your home and you want them to be comfortable because you want them to live there, right?
Yep.
So you're showing them, well, here's the tea cupboard, here's where we watch Masterpiece Theater, if you want to soak in the Japanese soaking tub, here's where you can soak. You know, you want them to feel like honored guests. And it's extraordinary because our cat watches, literally his eyes are watching these gods of wealth come in. I mean, it gives me goosebumps just now even thinking about it. So, you know, when you start to use the architectural front door, that's the life force that feeds you and your family. And I swear to you, I'm telling you the truth, you know, when you practice feng shui, and I'm not saying, oh, you have to be a consultant. No, 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 no. I'm just saying when you start to practice and use feng shui as a way of life, you will be astonished by the blessings and benefactors and helpful people and miracles that just start to come. And the mouth of chi is part of that. So, you know, we have things, and people are welcome to get in touch with me about this. You know, we, for example, have a cure that's called the 6-coin red tassel that we put under the doormat that is pointed in the direction of your wealth area or wealth gua of your home, which is kind of like a metaphor for here's where we want the money to go. We want it to end up in the wealth area, you know. So there are feng shui cures. You know, we love wind chimes outside the front door that, you know, just gently are, again, ringing in blessings. So if you've got a doorbell or door knocker, either way, you know, be today, have fun, be opportunity knocking. Be blessings ringing to come in. And if you don't love the sound of your doorbell, I invite you to treat yourself to one that you love the sound of.
Oh, that's great. You know, that's a great idea, Gwen. I love that idea. Yes. Mm. Because there's so many doorbells that are obnoxious and you just kind of put up with it, you know, and the dog's barking and, you know, all of that. So treating yourself to a really lovely doorbell. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Also, I really loved the idea of welcoming the gods of wealth. That it's just such a fabulous thing. Coming in, showing them around your house. It's just so simple and absolutely so brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, I think, really dovetails. I mean, in feng shui, our inner feng shui, which, and Renee, you, this is your world. Like, you are a mistress of abundant mindset, right? That's yes. Your offering here to all of us. And in feng shui, we would it's like inner feng shui. It's the mindset. It's the, okay, well, I'll mention this. I mentioned this to you just before we started the recording about there's a Chinese philosophy called honoring or respecting the breadwinner. So the breadwinner of the family, and that might be you, you know, it might be yourself or it might be a spouse or whatever the situation is. But the idea is that everybody in the family or yourself treats the breadwinner with as much, they show them, they shower them with as much love and kindness. They support their chi so that that person can go out in the world. And when I say out in the world, for those of us, you know, you listening who are entrepreneurs and work from home, it's the same thing that you go out into the, you know, virtual internet world. So the more we cherish and protect the life force and lift their spirits and lift their joy, the easier it is for them to go out into the world and then bring money back home to sustain and feed the family. So, you know, our inner feng shui, that's where we use a tremendous amount of visualizations and meditations and wealth. And that then marries, so that's the maybe perhaps more sometimes invisible transcendental methods that we do, ceremonies, rituals, that are married together with visible things that you can physically see. Oh, I see the water fountain. I see the wind chime. I see the jade plant. I see the clean, clutter-free desk, you know, that sort of a thing. So it's a wonderful marriage of both and, inner and outer. And you, I imagine you may or may not agree with this, but it's, you can do all of the inner work, the what we is more yin, vision boards, daydreaming, meditating, journal writing. But if one doesn't back it up with action,
yes.
Is that, do you feel that way too, or is that a different philosophy?
No, that's a complete philosophy, especially about attracting abundance. You have to have the mindset and, like you said, done the inner work. But then if you don't take the action, you might as well not even do the inner work, because it's the action that starts attracting it to you. So those things are married, like you said.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because it, so it'll play out, you know, when I'm on a consultation, something might be, let's say, I work with a lot of people that want to work on cash flow, let's say. Mm-hmm. And so we have in feng shui cures that we do, physical cures I'm talking about, that we put in the wallet, that we put in the purse, et cetera. And then I'll say, well, and is your checkbook balanced? And they'll be like, what? So it's both and, that you actually know how much money is in your account with a balanced checkbook. And, yes, we're putting the 3 coins on red ribbon next to your cash in your wallet, which symbolizes, by the way, that money has already arrived and that you actually even have cash in your wallet.
Yes.
I mean, that's a big part of feng shui, is that our wallets literally have paper money and coin in them. So yeah, it's like, you know, often people will say, oh, I just want to jump to the really fun, awesome, like God of Wealth amulet. And I'm all over those. Believe me, I have them. I use them. I believe in them. But at the same time, my purse is free of clutter. My checkbook is balanced. Do you see what I mean? It's like, it's taking care of business visibly and invisibly.
One of the very first things that when people come to see me that want to work on cash flow is I have them put the amount of money in their wallet that makes them feel abundant. And we all have a certain different number for, you know, all of us have a different number, what that is. And mm-hmm. It can increase as our abundance level increases too. So there's no coincidence that these things that are feng shui things that have been done for thousands of years are things that we're doing now to increase abundance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's energy, it's energy. Life force. And I mean, I think, you know, from a feng shui perspective, the wealth gua or wealth area, which by the way, is not only an area of your home, it's also an area on your desk, on your bed, in your home office. It is, the poetic name for it in Chinese is fortunate blessings. And it's governed by wind. Wind is the trigram that relates to that area. You think about wind, we think about our own breath, our own life force, and abundance. Yes, on one hand, this area governs accumulated wealth. So from a feng shui perspective, the wealth gua is about assets, savings accounts, retirement, jewelry, art. Well, not all of us have that. But it is also then what is accumulated, which in, to me is worth more than gold, is your abundance, an accumulation of friends, love, joy. And I think one of the beautiful things, which actually this would be a great time to do this while everybody's at home, is to create an abundance altar. And that could be in the wealth area of your home or your bedroom. By the way, the bedroom is a profoundly powerful place where we do a lot of the feng shui wealth cures in my tradition are done in the bedroom. And, you know, it could look, if you wish, a little, if you want to have the joy of seeing sort of an Asian-inspired wealth altar, it could have things like gold ingots and oranges and tangerines and pineapples and things that are sort of more traditional Asian offerings. But whatever that is for you, what is an abundance? What does that, like you just were saying a moment ago, everybody has a different dollar amount in their wallet, what that feels prosperous to them. Well, same with your wealth altar. What is feeling, even now, with all that's going down, with people suffering and panicked and scared? You know, there are blossoms on the trees. I mean, we can, if we really ask ourselves, we can do a litany of gratitude. And actually, that's what really the abundance altar is for, is not there to just be there and look beautiful, but it's inviting us to visit each day with a daily offering of gratitude to whoever you pray to, whatever your own spiritual religious beliefs are. Amen. But to, you know, bring a cup of hot tea or to bring a little green fern that you found on your walk today or a piece of fruit and pour out a litany of gratitude.
Wow.
Because we, you know, that we have always, always. That's untouchable.
I love that idea. I am starting my abundance altar as soon as we hang up here because that
Oh, good. Send a picture. I want to see it.
I will. That's such a wonderful idea and gets us focused right now instead of on the terrible outcomes there could be or the bad things that are happening. It shifts our focus and our vibration to abundance and gratitude and what we do have, focusing on what we do have and not what we don't have. So, love it.
Yes, and I think, you know, this might, what I'm about to say might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I'm going to put it out there because it's very powerful feng shui, is also dedicate those offerings to somebody else who might be in need of something that you wish or pray for. So, for example, let's say you're a business owner right now and you're having anxiety around the economy with what's been going on with the pandemic. So you might be going to your abundance altar, your wealth altar, and, you know, offering gratitude. And then you maybe you're saying a prayer, please, please, may I, and I don't know whatever your work is, but may I sell something or book a client or, you know, da, 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 da. The most powerful feng shui is to then dedicate any blessings that come from that to all the other people in the world right now who are praying for the same thing. So when I make prayers for my own business at my office altar, I am including in my field, in my mind, in my visualization, all the other business owners anywhere in the world, not just feng shui consultants, I mean any business owner, that they too have all of their prayers and wishes answered. It's a way of dedicating your feng shui, and I'm telling you, one, it just makes you feel good because you're remembering others. And it's amazing, then you can get flashes of insight of like how you can be helpful to another person. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, you know, this doesn't have to just be business owners. Let's just say you don't have a business, you're like a mom at home right now. And, you know, so you're praying or making wishes at your abundance altar for easily being able to meet the bills. So you just, in your consciousness, in your visualization, all the other women in the world who are standing before altars right now, wishing for the same thing, and include them.
Yeah, that's just lovely. It's lovely. And one of the reasons I feel like I have been so fortunate in my life is because when I do my abundance meditations, I do visualize energy coming to me, but it's never just me. It's all my clients for that day, that month. I have a list of energy that I send people to, a list of people that have signed up to get energy. And then also, like you said, business owners, people that are hurting, people in my city, I always include somebody else in that abundance meditation. So, yes, it's just, yeah.
It's beautiful because it's like that phrase going around, you know, we're in this together. I mean, truly, I think we are seeing the interconnectedness, like, like we haven't seen maybe before for some people in their lifetime.
Agreed.
And yeah, lifting each other up, and it has really heartened my heart to see around, and such, again, I'm not negating or downplaying any difficulty. I mean, there is real suffering going on. People are having funerals. I mean, it is sad. And at the same time, I'm heartened to see loving kindness and care and, you know, neighborly help and all, you know, people sending other people masks or toilet paper. I mean, it's just done my heart good to see that being played out. And again, that's an abundance. That's right there is,
yes.
Oh, I don't even have the language, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I know exactly what you're trying to say. Yes. Well, you know, I could talk to you for hours. Because we
right
language, it's just you practice it one way, I practice it another way, but it's all the same stuff. That's what I love about
beautiful.
It so much. Yes. Is there anything?
Well, we'll have to get you and I. Will have to have tea when this isolation is over. We'll meet for tea.
I agree. I totally would love that, Gwen. And I would love to have you come back. Talking about money cures and other things once we're past, you know, this time too. So before we wrap this up, is there anything else, words of wisdom that you'd like to give us that we didn't get to?
I would say one thing I wanted to let people know is I have put together a new online course. It's called, it's called Feng Shui for Abundance, Waterfalls of Fortunate Blessings. And it's an 8-week kind of one action a day course that is a real marriage, again, of that inner and outer feng shui. And so it goes into the feng shui cures very specifically that you can do. And perhaps we can put a link in it with the podcast here. And I would love you to join me for that. If you really want to experience the joy of feng shui and practice it and have a visceral in-the-body experience with feng shui, it's a beautiful course to do, whether you're brand new to feng shui or you are a seasoned practitioner. I promise there will be plenty of ample content in there to please everybody, and I'd love you to join me for that.
Oh, I am signing up. What you did?
Right on. Thank you.
What you did?
Thank you. I just thank you. I'm giving you a bow. I know we can't see each other, but I'm giving you a bow, Renee, and just saying thank you for all the love and kindness you're putting out there in the world through your business and your Facebook page, and just giving all you and everybody who's listening a big hug, big, huge virtual hug.
Thank you so much, Gwen. What Gwen didn't mention is that the course is only $36. It's been discounted so that all of us can take advantage of it during this time. I will put a link to that, and I'll also put a link to your website. And I want to also mention that your newsletter is one of the few newsletters that I actually read, the whole entire thing. You always have such great information on there. So even if you don't do the class, the feng shui class, go and sign up for her newsletter. There's such great nuggets in there. I learn something every single time. I think you send it out, what, twice a month?
Yeah, twice a month I do. Yep, thank you. Yes, it's a rich feast, and the more of us practicing feng shui, the better. She says.
Well, thank you, Gwen, and I'll put all the links in the write-up to the podcast, and we will talk again soon.
Sounds beautiful. Thank you so much. Blessings to everybody. Bye.
Bye.